Several US media outlets are reporting that President Trump is expected to withdraw the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement this week. That will deliver on another campaign promise, but it will weaken the 2015 Climate Change Accord that 147 nations have ratified, agreeing to take action to curb carbon emissions. A new database compiled by Australian scientists published today traces the changing concentration of 43 dangerous greenhouse gases over 2,000 years. Claire Slattery reports.
Plotted on a graph, the picture is stark. It shows the dramatic rise of greenhouse gases in the Earth's atmosphere over two millennia.
It tells us the concerning picture that we know, but now in more detail and more colour, which is the greenhouse gases are rising relentlessly over the last 2,000 years. They have been very quiet, hopping along at some natural background level, but with the Industrial Revolution, and particularly since 1950, they have been on the rise. That's what causes the global warming, and they have not stopped since.
Malte Meinhausen is with the Australian-German Climate and Energy College at the University of Melbourne. He's the lead author of the new database.
The research really compiled after a marathon and decades of efforts by scientists around the world to measure greenhouse gas concentrations in the atmosphere. That research does the last step and compiles it all to the most complete data set that we have so far of 43 greenhouse gases.
The data is based on air samples taken from weather stations around the world. For the older samples, scientists collected air that was trapped in ice and compacted snow at the North and South Poles. They show that dangerous greenhouse gases, including carbon dioxide, methane and nitrous oxide, are now at higher levels than ever before. The CSIRO's Dr. David Etheridge is a co-author of the report.
So these gases are very dilute. They're at parts per million or very much less in the atmosphere. Some of the gases at parts per trillion. But they're very powerful agents, and they're very powerful in absorbing the Earth's radiation. In total, they comprise only around about 0.05% of the atmosphere. But as you know, that's potentially quite a large amount if you're looking, for example, at your blood alcohol level when you need to drive a car. So very dilute compounds can have a big effect.
But it's not all bad news. The database also shows a gradual decline in ozone-depleting gases, including chlorofluorocarbon, or CFCs. These were phased out after the Montreal Protocol of the late 1980s.
In these records, you see that some gases have changed in their concentration. They've been reduced in concentration as a result of global protocols. So this gives everybody some hope that similar sorts of actions can be taken to mitigate and reduce the other greenhouse gas concentrations.
The data will now be used to create the climate models that will inform the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's next assessment report due in 2021. Malte Meinhausen.
The key thing here is really to show how dramatic our human fingerprint on the climate is. If we look at the whole 800,000 years of this Earth history, we never had so big greenhouse gas concentrations of CO2, of methane, and of a lot of other gases. So we are doing an immense experiment with the planet, and we are seeing the effects right now.
The research will be published today in the journal Geoscientific Model Development.
Claire Slattery reporting.